Back here on our Public Safety Edition News Magazine, and we are joined now by the new police chief for the Pleasantville Police Department, Adam Choate. Adam, appreciate your time, and let's just start a little bit about your background. I know you have some history here with Pleasantville Police Department, and now you're back returning as the police chief, so if you could just tell us a little bit of your journey here with police work.
I've been in law enforcement about 18 years. Before that, I was a reserve cop for another... oh gosh, 6 or 7. So, went full time in 2007 with City of Pleasant Hill, and had a 10-year stint with them, and then moved down to the Iowa State Fair and helped them start a new police force down there. That was a good move. Learned how to start a new police force from scratch. I did about 5 years in the public schools as a school resource officer at Southeast Polk, and then helped PCM get their SRO program off the ground when they got a grant. While I was just starting off in law enforcement in 07-08, I came to Pleasantville as a part-time officer and was moonlighting down here 2 nights a week, and got a good feel for the community and really enjoyed it. It was a good ride. I worked down here for about 8 years. But after we hired Joe Murstick as the chief, I was kept in touch with Joe and knew several people from the community. Just seeing them on the street or working at the Iowa State Fair, a lot of people that live in town work for the State Fair in different venues. So this is a good fit. I told my wife about 6 or 7 years ago that if Joe ever retired, I wouldn't mind coming down and taking over as the chief and finishing my career where I started. So I think everything has fallen into place, and I think the stars are aligning.
That's very neat. And I want to come back and touch on one thing you mentioned in there. But before I do, I want to touch, because you mentioned there, just getting to come back to this community and getting to potentially finish your career where it started here and taking over this role. What was the biggest thing that kind of stood out to you in the process of making that transition back here from your other police departments? I know you mentioned Pleasant Hill, some SRO work, some different things like that. What was kind of the thing that stood out to you as you made that transition back to the Pleasantville community?
Just whenever I would pass through town, I like to stop into town. I always enjoyed eating at the Checkerboard, and I love going to Smoky Roll Coffee Shop in Des Moines. And I remember when I was a new officer, spending my cold evenings down at Smoky Roll having a warm cup of Joe or the cheeseburger chowder, but I always just really enjoyed the community. They were always warm and welcoming. The population here really likes their police, and that's a great thing in the world we live in today. But this community, they support their law enforcement. They have a wonderful school district here. I want to get further involved in the schools, the local school here. I made a tour this last week and met up with some of the administration and got to rekindle those relationships with Gary Friday and some of the people that I knew before. So it's exciting for me to come back here, and I'm really looking forward to what the future brings.
Very neat. And you talk about that community aspect too, and how the community reacts to their police force here in town. And you talk about how big that has been for you and just the community support. Getting to come back here, what's kind of the things you've heard from community members? Is I know you're just a couple weeks in here to this transitionary period, but what's just kind of been the overall response to your return from the community?
Oh my gosh, you're back. Several people, they said, well, we wondered if you were coming back. We heard rumors. Others were like, oh, wow, I'm glad to see you. And so just people that I have known for years, but knew when I worked here, and then returning back to the area, they see a familiar face. And I've been trying to get out there in the community and letting them know that I am here. But I want them to know that the police department is accessible and we're trying to provide a service. And I full-heartedly believe in community policing, as a main fundamental of Iowa law enforcement. So I want us to do the best we can for the community and be able to assist the sheriff's office in anything that they need, and just make it a good transition.
I think we're talking to Pleasantville Police Chief Adam Choate, who's just a few weeks on the job. And one thing to that, too, is you mentioned just the overwhelming responses to you coming back to Pleasantville. What has that meant to you to know that the community has shown excitement with your return here to the community to be able to lead this police department?
It's exciting. It's really exciting. And it just makes you feel good. Makes me realize I made the right decision.
And again, we're talking to Adam Choate, the new police chief of the Pleasantville Police Department. One thing that you mentioned right off the bat that I wanted to come back and touch on that I thought was very interesting was your work as a school resource officer, not only just serving as the SRO at Southeast Polk School District, but also starting the program at PCM. So having a little bit of a background for both of those districts and starting that up as you move into Pleasantville here and taking over as the chief, you mentioned wanting to have closer relationships with the schools as well. How do you feel like your background kind of helps with making that connection with the school to strengthen the work between the Pleasantville Police Department and the Pleasantville Community School District?
Well, just understanding in small communities, the backbone of the community is the schools. Everybody loves their school. They love the school spirit. They love their students. And that is a priority for the town, so it's a priority for me. And I have some thoughts and experience on what we can do to get officers back in that building, those buildings, and just build that rapport and the basic fundamental relations between our juveniles and the young population that are growing up. I want them to see the police department and know that they are familiar faces that they can build a bond with, whether it just be dealing with a student on the street or being a mentor and someone that they can count on to come to. So I believe that is very important, and I want to do my part to take my experiences and expand that here.
And you talk about just making sure that those kids have those relationships with police officers. It's something that isn't common necessarily everywhere, right? When you talk about relationship between schools and police departments, ideally you want kids to have less interaction in terms of, you know, reckless activity or things like that when it comes to the police department. But having those relationships, showing that, hey, maybe this is a career path for you, or that police work isn't all bad, right? You know, how important is that to be able to just have officers building those relationships with students and vice versa, having students build relationships with those officers?
Well, early on, when I was in high school, I joined a law enforcement explorer post with Ames PD, and I built those relations with police officers in my community, and several of those people I still talk to today, and I'm 48 years old. So when I started working in the schools, it was my opportunity to kind of pay it back and be a mentor to the young high school kids. And so I think it's important, and I would say in the 20 years that I've been working in this field, you know, that I see people on the street that are now adults, and they remember you, and they say, "Hey, you taught me dare, you know, I was going through a tough time and you helped me through it, or I wasn't getting guidance at home, my parents were busy, or maybe there wasn't a dad in the house, and you really were somebody that I looked up to and mentored." And mentored me. I didn't realize half the time that I was doing anything like that for those kids. And then later on, when they're adults and they find you and they thank you and they want you to meet their children, it's pretty exciting, but it's humbling. So I think that is important, and it's ever so important in the world we live in today, to teach these people, these kids that are becoming young adults, the importance of respect, and that's what we want to do.
Very neat. Again, we're talking to Adam Choate, the new police chief at the Pleasantville Police Department. One thing that you also talked about earlier on was Joe Merstick and his role when you started out your career. What were some of the things that, if you look back on when you first started out here at the Pleasantville Police Department, that you learned from Joe that you're now kind of realizing were beneficial as you step into his shoes, taking over as the police chief here in Pleasantville?
You know, I was working here when we hired Joe, and Joe had a lot of experience in Cedar Rapids. He worked with the Cedar Rapids Airport Police and Fire. He'd also worked overseas in the Middle East, training police officers overseas after the war. And so he had a lot of experience, and I had experience from other communities, larger towns than here. And so it was good to be able to bounce ideas off of each other and experiences. And even after I left here, after working for Joe for several years, we still stayed in communication. And if he had something he encountered, hey, he'd give me a call. What's your thoughts on this? Have you experienced this? What are you guys doing in your schools that we can kind of copy and mimic to get funding here to build a good, strong SRO program? But Joe was really good at reaching out, and any time he needed something, he called. If I needed something from him, I called, and we just maintained that common friendship through those years, and it paid off. And so he did a lot of good things for the community of Pleasantville to strengthen it, and in his police chief and city manager role. And I just hope that when I'm finished up here, that I can hand it off to the next person in better shape than I found it.
And you mentioned some of the great things that Joe did here with the Pleasantville Police Department. I know that the Pleasantville PD takes great pride in their work, and I know you mentioned that a couple times as well. What are some of those things that kind of stand out to you from the perspective of some of the groundwork that Joe maybe laid as you're stepping into the role here, that you're finding are areas where the Pleasantville Police Department has really thrived over his tenure and as you get started with your tenure as police chief?
Joe did a lot to bring officers on that wanted to do the job. Sometimes it was good candidates. Sometimes it wasn't so great, but you don't know that till they're working here. One thing that's been great is Joe brought on Lance Isink, and Lance has worked here for a number of years. He had some experience in Knoxville before he came here. He had some experience as a chief in Melcher, Dallas, and Joe took him under his wing and mentored him. And stepping into this role over the last week, and even the transition in coming here, he did a good job because Lance is an amazing asset to this department. And I can assign him something or ask him for help, and he jumps on it. He's Johnny on the spot, and he's really done a lot to help me. I could have done it without him, and I contribute that to Joe.
Very neat. And you talk about some of those staff members. I know you mentioned Lance there as a big part of it. When you look at this staff, and I'm going to forget the number of individuals who serve on the Pleasantville Police Department, but when you look at this staff just kind of as a whole and those who choose to serve here in Pleasantville too, what kind of stands out to you about the staff that you'll be overseeing here as you get started with your tenure as police chief in Pleasantville?
Well, with Lance being here, he's here and he wants to stay here. He wants to serve this community. We had a good talk, and he says, as long as you're here, I'm going to be here. We're also getting ready to hire a new officer, and we're choosing somebody that wants to move to this community and has ties to the county, so that's exciting. And he's applied to other agencies, but he says this is a place he wants to work. So I'm excited to see how the team is going to look moving forward with people that want to be here.
Very neat. And one thing that you said with Murstick that he did was kind of take and develop officers into grade officers. You mentioned his work with taking Lance kind of under his wing. As far as your role here as police chief and just kind of continuing that on and bringing officers in and continuing to work with the officers you have, what are some of the areas you feel like are areas of strength that you can help in developing those officers to become the best officers to serve the Pleasantville community?
As far as that is basic mentorship, I learned that in the schools. But I served as a police corporal, a sergeant, an interim police chief with the city of Baxter for a year and a half. And so I do have some experience with police supervision and leading, but I still have a lot of room to grow. And I hope that they bear with me as I move forward in this this new role, and I hope they help me grow and become a stronger leader, because I know that there's always room to improve. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
And again, we're continuing our conversation with Adam Choate, the police chief here at the Pleasantville Police Department. But we've talked a lot about the things that have gone really well. I know that you just kind of mentioned it as well within your role, is there's always room to just continue to grow. And with that, we look at the work that you guys do as a Pleasantville Police Department. Not necessarily that things are going bad in these areas, but what are some areas that you just want to continue to see growth in from your department, or some areas where, you know, things could maybe be expedited a little bit better, or just improvement overall from that standpoint as you've gotten started here? What are some of those areas that kind of stand out to you?
Well, I want to do an audit of the evidence room, not because I think anything was mismanaged, but it's always good for a new chief coming in to know what's in there, to see what cases go with the evidence and proper that we have, so we know what to dispose of, but what we need to keep, and make sure everything is in order there. It's just a normal thing that happens in a police department. You don't want to have your evidence room in disarray or disorganized or have missing property. Secondly, I want to dive into the community policing model. That part of that is with the school, but I also want the community to know that we are here and we're out there. We need to start a Facebook page, have a way for the public to be able to reach out to us and know that we're here, but have a way to communicate with us. Everyone has a cell phone with a Facebook app, but a lot of them don't know how to call us, or they don't want to call the sheriff's office to get a hold of a cop over something. So just some form of social media, tools that we can use to make ourselves more approachable, but let the community know that we're here. You know, you got young families moving to town, and I want them to know that there is a police department here and that we are here to serve them. So those are a couple of things that I'm wanting to get involved in right away and expand on and make that better.
And I think those are good areas to always just continue to strive to show growth in. And you mentioned the community aspect of that and getting them not necessarily involved in actual police work, but getting them involved in that community policing and being able to feel comfortable reaching out to you guys with questions or things like that. In terms of growing that, what are some of the steps that even here early on you're seeing that could be made to just kind of continue to strengthen the way that the community polices and just continues to make this a safe community for everyone who lives within the city limits and just outside city limits even?
Just being available, just being seen, stopping in a city hall every day. And even when I'm home, the phone's ringing and I'm available as much as I can just to help alleviate some of that workload from the county. They did a good job of stepping in when we were short-staffed and picking up those calls when we didn't have the appropriate amount of staffing to handle it. And so I feel that we need to get people hired and in those positions so that we don't have to expect the sheriff to come in and solve our problems. So as soon as I can get people trained and on the street and available, that's a main goal for me. I also want to streamline some technology things here in the police department, just make reporting and things in our station manageable and easier to access and just find better ways to improve how we do things.
And again, we're coming closer to the end of our interview with Adam Choate, the new police chief here in Pleasantville. And just kind of overall, kind of looking back at our conversations and just some of the things that we've discussed in terms of the way that things are kind of running here as you kind of step into this new role here in Pleasantville, which, you know, is just new in terms of the fact that it's new to Pleasantville, not necessarily new in terms of the responsibilities you have. Just overall, what are kind of some of your thoughts that you would love for the community to know that we maybe haven't touched on as much, or some of the big talking points that you would tell our community members here in Pleasantville in regards to you starting your tenure as police chief?
Just that I want the community to know that I'm going to do the best I can. I hope for the community to embrace what we're trying to do and take ownership in their police department and help us serve the community better. Uh, I
I want to be able to strengthen and grow as an agency and organization, but know that we can't do it without the community's help. It's a great department, a great little city. I live about 15 minutes from here. I have an acreage outside of Runnels, and so I'm not far away. I have a daughter that's in middle school and one that's a freshman at Iowa State. And so I, as a dad, a married father, I understand parenting can be difficult. So I want the community to know that we're here to help with any issues that comes along with youth and the young teenagers that need that mentoring and counseling. But we know that we're going to also hold people accountable that can't come here and want to break the law. So I'm looking forward and I'm excited about the transition.
That was Adam Choate, the new police chief here at the Pleasantville Police Department, here on our special edition news magazine for public safety.